Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has condemned the organizers of demonstrations in Kuala Lumpur, calling for his resignation as haram during his annual address on the eve of Independence Day. Tens of thousands of protesters have called for Najib to stand down after leaked documents in July showed he received about $700 million in his private accounts from entities linked to an indebted state fund. Najib said the protest mirrored the shallowness of patriotism and reminded protesters that the Mufti of the state had called the protest organizers an electoral reform pressure group as Berseh, meaning haram. Before I make a further statement, I appeal to all, especially those here, either sitting or standing, that without wasting time, let's focus our attention to silence and ponder and close our eyes, said Najib. The fact that we are gathered here peacefully is a testament to the leadership of the country, as well as those defending the safety of the country. This is why we are against the demonstrations. Now, joining us this morning on the line, we have Ibrahim Sufyan from the Merdeka Center for Opinion Research. He talks to us live from Malaysia this morning. Ibrahim, jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Can you give us, Ibrahim, a little bit more background in terms of what led to these protests? We understand that these allegations came to the fore, that the Prime Minister received $700 million from a state indebted fund. But how did things unfold from that point onwards?
Well, the protest movement called Berseh, which means clean in Malay language, has been in existence for nearly 7 or 8 years. And principally, this group of NGOs and supported by members of the opposition parties have continuously campaigned for free and fair elections in Malaysia. Now, Malaysia is in many respects a country with democratic institutions, but the practice sometimes is seen mostly as a hybrid regime because there is still a very strong strain of authoritarianism here. So what came about for the street protest essentially is these allegations that emerged in the Wall Street Journal about the position of $700 million in the Prime Minister's account and an ongoing investigation that has remained inconclusive. Many people in Malaysia, I would imagine, have concluded that this reflects something irregular, something that is wrong, and is demanding that the Prime Minister respond to these issues. So while this issue has been brewing for the last 2 months, there has not been a kind of convincing response from the Prime Minister relating to the account. But instead, what has happened has been the reshuffle of the cabinet, the dismissal of the country's attorney general, as well as the dismissal of the deputy prime minister, who had earlier also questioned about the money that has been seen in the account. So all of this, I think, prompted civil society groups to organize his protest, calling him to be unseated, to calling him to resign.
Mm-hmm. Now, we understand that former leader Mahathir Mohamad has now turned against Najib Razak. What was their former relationship, and what do you read into Mr. Mohamad now taking an anti-Razak position?
Well, former Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, you know, has always been a very interesting figure in Malaysian politics. You know, he has run the country for 22 years. He has been retired for 10 years now and is 90 years old. But he has taken a very critical stance towards Mr. Najib, largely because he believes that Mr. Najib no longer carries the support of the people. And if he continues to lead, he may cause the loss of the ruling party in the future elections. Now, elections will have to be held by 2018 at the latest.
What would you say is the strength of the those in organizing the protests right now? Do you think that in the short term they would be able to exert enough pressure to see Najib Razak resign?
The protest movement, you know, is in many ways very interesting because it evolved from a very small group, and now 7 years later they have grown to be very, very large, and is able to generate a sizable income from donations from ordinary Malaysians. So in the short term, however, what we saw in the over the weekend, the protest that took place over the weekend, is that most of the protesters are made up of people coming from the urban areas of the country. So people from the cities and the middle class who wore their yellow T-shirts and chanted the slogans asking Prime Minister to resign. However, the political breakdown of the country indicates that in order for any kind of demand or protest to be seen as viable, it really needs to reflect the cross-section of Malaysian society. And by that, I mean, it needs to also be represented by members of the rural community. And the reason for it is because the ruling party, which from which the Prime Minister is president of and therefore the leader of the government, rests its support mostly from the rural population.
Mm-hmm.
And the urban population has already pre-existing supporting the opposition to begin with. So in all, while the protest is very large, impressive, as well as creates the impression that there is mounting pressure on the Prime Minister, there isn't sizable pressure on his party to make a move on him.
Mm, indeed, interesting. Now, where does all of this leave Anwar Ibrahim? We know he's in jail. Could this change his fortunes for the better?
It can change, but, you know, ironically, what really needs to happen is for the protest movement along with the opposition to expand their support into the rural areas. If they are able to turn a sizable proportion of rural voters over to their side, then the political equation changes and it could well benefit Anwar Ibrahim. As things currently stand, Anwar Ibrahim will still have several years more to go serving his jail term and not likely to see freedom until after the next general election. So having said that, Anwar Ibrahim could benefit only if the opposition can come together and assert strong enough pressure on the government to relent, to perhaps accede to some of the protesters' demands and also expand their strength so that they have a potential of winning the next general election.
Is there a possibility that if Najib Razak is forced out of office, whoever will succeed him or replace him will set Anwar Ibrahim free?
In my personal point of view, analyzing the situation, I think that is very unlikely. The reason is because anybody replacing Najib Razak is still going to come from his own party. And Anwar Ibrahim is seen as public enemy number one by the party in the ruling government, partly because he is seen as the glue that holds the opposition together and has this charisma and ability to attract people to his ideas. And therefore, it is unlikely that anybody coming in from the ruling government, the current ruling government, to set Anwar Ibrahim free. The one scenario where it is possible to see a free Anwar is if there is a motion of no confidence in parliament combining dissenting members of the ruling government along with the opposition members of parliament. If that happens and a new transitional government is formed, then there is a possibility. But this is a very remote possibility at present.
Finally, Ibrahim, what's the mood like in Malaysia? Is there a lot of tension or are people relatively calm?
People, for the most part, are calm. The reason is because I think the situation in the country right now is not reaching acute level. So we are in a very peculiar situation where the economy is slowing down a little bit. And because our trading partners, like in Europe, in China, is slowing down. And Malaysia, as a trading country, is affected by the fall in commodity and in oil prices.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the slowing down in China is affecting some of our manufacturing companies. But the demand is still very high. So there is full employment at present, but people are feeling the pressure due to changing prices, cost of living issues. And so there is a kind of build-up that is still happening, but it has not reached critical levels where you are going to see mass protests on the streets. But it's a kind of slowdown, and you can feel that business is slowing down. The mood is becoming increasingly negative, but people are not hungry. They still have some cash in their pockets.
Ibrahim, jazakumullah for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A very insightful perspective there from Ibrahim Sufyan of the Merdeka Center for Opinion Research in Malaysia with regards to the protests and the rising calls for Prime Minister Najib Razak to resign amidst allegations that appeared in the Wall Street Journal that $700 million found itself in his private accounts from entities linked to an indebted state fund.